As a little boy, I was obsessed with the police. I envied their starched military-style uniforms and their speeding cruisers with their flashing lights and blaring sirens. I dreamed of being a cop, of catching the bad guys, especially if they were taking advantage of innocent people. For me, police officers were superheroes. I knew law enforcement was my calling, even as a very young boy growing up in Tennessee. I was born in Memphis. But by the time I was 3, we, my parents, my older sister, and I, moved to Murfreesboro, a small municipality of wide lawns and fading antebellum plantations just south of Nashville, in the deep, humid middle of the state. Nothing much had happened there since the Civil War. In school, we learned about the Battle of Stones River, which took place in Murfreesboro over 3 days at the end of 1862 and the beginning of 1863. One of the war's bloodiest clashes, resulting in more than 23,000 casualties on both the Confederate and Union sides. When I was 11 years old, I had my own historic battle in a suburban backyard. Looking back, it wasn't so much a battle as the defining moment of my young life. That's when I found myself caught red-handed, squinting in the glare of police spotlights. My first encounter with the law. In the summers, my friends and I would camp out in one another's backyards, lying with our sleeping bags on freshly mown grass, gazing up at the stars, or huddled together in a pup tent, scaring one another with our made-up stories of ghosts, zombies, and grisly murders, falling asleep to the sounds of crickets and bullfrogs. Summers in Tennessee were hot, and the evenings didn't cool down much, so most nights, we'd take our sleeping bags outside the tents, waking up in the morning covered with dew. One summer night, it was so hot and sticky none of us could sleep, which was why a group of us decided to sneak into one of our fellow campers' house. I'm not sure why we did this, although I seem to recall that we wanted to retrieve something that we thought was important at the time. As we argued with one another in loud whispers, trying to pry open a bedroom window, we suddenly heard the wheels of a cruiser approaching us in the dark, and knew we were in trouble. It was a police car. Someone must have called the cops when they heard us making a ruckus. We froze, too frightened to even turn around. I could barely make out the two officers who emerged from their squad car, as I was blinded by the headlights. They told us to stand still, although they needn't have said anything at all because we were all too frightened to move. Beads of sweat poured down my cheeks as I held my hands up. As my eyes adjusted to the glare, I could see that the cops were tall and muscled. They seemed to me larger than life in their neatly pressed black uniforms and polished black boots. When they asked us if we wanted to be taken to the Rutherford County Sheriff's Office and put in jail, or go to our parents, we all answered at the same time. We all knew what would happen if our parents got involved, so we unanimously opted to go to jail. That sent the officers into fits of laughter. We were mortified and all stood uncomfortably at attention as they wrote down our names and addresses and escorted us back to our homes, where they woke up our moms and dads. Somehow, we all survived that terrible night, but we lost our taste for camping, at least during that summer. Over the years, I have often thought back to that first encounter with the law, and how much I admired those officers for using common sense with a group of mischievous kids. More than anything, I wanted to be a police officer. But it was years later that I discovered that my parents had different plans for me.